The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a lot of you think that the news of what's been going on with Ebola and people dying and over 4,000 people have died this far from Ebola. Some of you are even more concerned when you heard this news. Chocolate prices are going up, and Ebola is to blame. Now, this is no joke. We got people dying. We really shouldn't be worried about chocolate prices. However, one thing I do to cope when I hear the news of this is go to my chocolate. So I could see why many of you are concerned about this. All right. Apparently, the three countries that produce 60% of the world's cocoa productions are neighbors to Liberia and Guinea. Hence, prices are going up. The Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Nigeria, neighbors to the West African countries hit by the worst of the Ebola outbreaks, all right, are now having their cocoa harvest and chocolate supplies jeopardized. The world's largest producer of cocoa is where? Ivory Coast. It has closed its borders with Ebola-stricken neighbors, shedding out many of the migrant workers needed to pick the cocoa beans. These cocoa beans go to your M&M's, Nestle Crunch, Snicker Bars, according to CS Monitor, Christian Science Monitor. The Ivory Coast produces about 1.6 million metric tons of cocoa beans each year, 33% of the world's total. See, the thing is, I know you might have thought, like, yum. The cocoa bean itself tastes really bitter. You know, I mean, if it wasn't for all the sugar and the milk and the goodies that we put in it, many of us would not be eating the cocoa. A strong harvest is expected this year, but due to closed borders, there may not be enough labor to pick the cocoa beans. Hence, unfortunately, they could die. Ebola has obviously devastated parts of West Africa since the outbreak started back in December 2013. We have over 8,000 people diagnosed, 4,000 have died, and now we have the second confirmed Ebola case. They have released her identity. I apologize. Now my her last name is Pham. I apologize. My computer is acting up. Where is... darn. Sorry about that. My computer froze. So they have identified the nurse at the... why? I'm sorry. I apologize. I want to make sure that I... there we go. All right. I tell you, man, these computers stink. I know. Don't be worried about chocolate. Where's that your computer? Nina Pham. There's a picture of Nina Pham and her dog. The dog in question that they took to quarantine. Don't worry. They're not going to kill the dog, they said. But a very pretty lady. Very gorgeous dog. She's the 26-year-old who was taking care of Thomas Duncan, who had been infected with Ebola. Was here on our land in Dallas, Texas. Unfortunately, died. She was the one taking care of him. A recent graduate from 2010 of Texas Christian University's nursing program. She has contracted the disease. We don't know about her status yet, but she had been watched. She had been doing self-monitoring with temperatures. As soon as she found her temperature rise, she immediately let authorities know. So we don't know if anybody else was affected at this time. There's been a lot of news articles surrounding the breach in protocol. They say that she did not follow the proper protocols. There was a breach. We don't know what it was. You know, she wore the gloves, she wore the masks, she wore the gowns. Was it as she took it off, took it on? What could it have been? Is it that it's not contracted now just with bodily fluids, but another way? So there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of concern. Right now, we need to realize that there's nobody else that we know that has it. There's been a couple isolated cases where people were being checked in some other cities. Those were thus far proven negative. You know, from what we hear, the woman in Madrid is doing okay. The newscaster where the news cameraman from NBC is doing okay in Nebraska. And, you know, we pray, we hope, but we also don't panic. All right? There's no need to panic. When you start to panic, all right, then people start to do stupid things. We've already talked about how people can try to fool airport workers by taking Tylenols or Motrin to keep their fever down. Or we have people who will try to avoid isolation by lying about their symptoms, lying about where they've been, etc. We already had one NBC News reporter who had worked with the cameraman, Snyderman, Nancy Snyderman, who broke her isolation to go to one of her favorite soup places. Well, they, you know, now they're all on mandatory quarantine. So, you know, people don't want to be quarantined, not for 21 days. 21 days. Can you imagine 21 days? I mean, it's one thing to be kind of, you know, stuck in your house for a whole day, and then you guys are just scratching at the door to get out, but for 21 days to be isolated. Now, unfortunately, we hear of a strike. Apparently, there's many workers who, in Liberia, conditions, that the lack of them being able to have as much protective gear. So we're now starting to see that a lot of Liberian healthcare workers are either leaving the job or they're striking. This is some pretty, pretty scary stuff. I'm not sure if the strike has already happened or if it's at this point starting, but they say the Liberia's health service is already crumbling. All right. They have healthcare workers up. This is it. Healthcare workers are set to walk out at midnight tonight in a strike over pay and conditions. That, if that was Liberian time, that might have already happened. And then who's taking care of the cases? Okay, I mean, you know, I think we are starting to get a handle of things. Okay, they said already in a couple of the other countries, no more cases. So maybe we're starting to contain. Remember, there's containment issues. You can still have, unfortunately, people infected and dying of those that became afflicted with it. But if we could contain it, that's a huge, huge step in the right direction with handling this Ebola crisis. However, if now you have nurses and doctors wanting to walk off the job, whoa. They say the government of Liberia, according to Mail Online, has not changed their posture. They do not want to engage us so that we could talk, according to one of the representatives. They said time is running out. By midnight on Monday morning, we will be starting the go slow action. So it's not pretty. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got some medical headlines. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, Connect Pal. Please connect there also. Great way to get some one-on-one medical advice for my subscribers. This was a really good question I got over the weekend. Dr. Dahlia, I used to do cocaine and alcohol. Now I am sober. Do I still have a lower life expectancy? How can I repair the damage done? This is interesting. There was an article that came out. This is why I think he wrote me. There was an article that surfaced. I guess a website came up with, you know, how much of your life gets cut off per what you smoke or heroin, et cetera. I'll talk about the article. I saw that he had linked it to his email. And, you know, many of us have done things to our bodies when we were younger. And then all of a sudden, older family members start to have cancer or liver disease or heart problems. And when we try to, you know, justify what happened to them, going, they abused our bodies, we then stop and look and go, well, wait a second, we abused our bodies too. So, and then how do you fix the abuse that you've done? That's a great, great question. Okay, so let's go to this one article that's gone viral, that's been circulating. I guess there's this website that calculated the cost of an addiction in years and hours. So, like, for example, if you smoked a pack of 20 cigarettes a day, it would cut 10 years off your life. If you drank two or more alcoholic beverages a day, it would cut 23 years off your life. Cocaine addicts could lose 34 years, according to the site. Each dose of cocaine could cost you 5.6 hours of your life. Methadone users could cut their lives by 38 years. And people on methadone die at an average age of 41. This is according to this site, okay? I don't know how much scientific evidence is there. A heroin addiction will cut 42 years off of your life, killing you at an average age of 38. Lifetime methamphetamine users lose 42 years, which each dose taking off 11 hours of your life. They say one cigarette can take off 13.8 minutes of your life, one line of cocaine, 5 hours of your life, overdoing it with alcohol, 6 hours per each binge. You know, when you look at this, you got to kind of, you know, you got to kind of look at the science. Well, they said they calculated it by looking at your average lifetime, looking at your average death, okay, and then looking at numbers of years lost. So if the average lifetime, let's say, would be 70 years, and you die, and somebody dies in their 50s, and you look back and see what they did, you look at the number of years lost, and the numbers of hours lost, average use per day, number of days using, looking at the limited number of doses, looking at the numbers of hours lost, divide by the numbers of doses, time lost per dose. So they say one line of cocaine could bring a chronic cocaine user 5 minutes closer to death. Single methadone pill could cost you 13 hours of your life. Now, treatmentforaddiction.com is a resource that is supposed to help people looking for support. They said all the data came from official sources using the CDC, and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Now, what do I think of this? I got to tell you, okay? Even though this is very, very hard to prove, I really like the idea of them doing the graphics and them trying to quantitate it for you, okay? Because if, for example, you're about to reach for that cigarette or reach for that bottle of alcohol or whatever, okay? And you stop and think, well, wait a second, this is going to cut X amount of minutes or hours off my life, you may stop. And so I love the graphics. You're looking at the graphics, it got pretty colors, you see clocks, you see, and it's very, very descriptive. And when it comes to us doing things to our bodies, we want to do less. But what ends up happening is we do stuff and we see we're fine. And we know that we have a liver. We know that we have kidneys. We know that our body is supposed to get rid of toxins. And we find out that we lived past our teens and our 20s into our 30s and 40s. And go, well, I guess it didn't do damage. But the problem is a lot of this stuff did do damage. And it did damage that comes back and haunts us later. Now, for those of you who are like, well, you know, you can't tell that. You know, I'm not convinced that's going to haunt me later. Well, everybody take a look at your knees and your backs and your hips for those of you who have done sports, okay? For any of us that have done sports, we were good in our 20s. We didn't feel much. All of a sudden in our 30s, it started to act up. Now here I am in my 40s, and many of my friends who I went to high school with and college with in their 40s, and now we're all getting set up for surgery. Why do we need surgery now when we're not playing the same amount of sports that we used to? Well, because the damage that we did is starting to catch up with us now. We started to get some arthritis that put us more at risk for future arthritis. Now the frayed is getting to the point where it's getting frayed more, and we should have probably gotten it fixed back then, but we weren't having pain, so we didn't get it fixed. So when it comes to arthritis, a lot of what we feel when we're older was damage done when we're younger. All right. Well, do you feel a liver? No, you may not feel a liver. But what do some of you feel, all right, when you get into your 40s and 50s? Start feeling diabetes. Diabetes doesn't feel that good, does it? Get dizzy, get tired, you get up at night to pee, you're losing weight, you're tired, you got to now prick your finger all the time. Well, I happen to think that diabetes happens because of years of abuse on your body. Same thing with kidney disease and liver disease. So I'm here as a doctor who sees the 10-year-old, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50-year-olds, the 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds, and I see these slices, all right, of where people are at and where their body is at. Now, yeah, over time, your kidneys start to, you know, have some issues and your liver starts to have some issues. But I've seen people like Mormons, et cetera, that didn't take a lot of medicine, didn't drink, etc., their livers and their kidneys are looking pretty good. That would be a great study. You need to look at people who follow very strict diets, all right, and very healthy diets, and look to see if when they turn 60, 70, if they have the same rapidity and speed of their renal function or liver function as those of us that don't. And I'm sure that would be a very easy study. Someone would be able to get grant money for that. So the question, what do I do to repair what I've done? That's a good question. Okay, well, okay, smoking. First of all, if you smoke, stop smoking. All right, first of all, the first line of defense for repairing is stopping the insult today. So if you're drinking, if you're smoking, if you're doing drugs, you stop. That's first and foremost. A lot of you guys, no, the damage is done, so I might as well smoke anyway. No. Can't tell you how many of my family members who were diagnosed with lung cancer smoked till the day they died because, like, well, the damage is done. I understand that concept, et cetera, but before you guys are given a death sentence, all right, of something like metastatic end-stage lung cancer, a lot of you guys can stop. Many of you are still early smokers. You could stop, okay? All right, and then be cognizant of what's going into your body. All right, if you live in a smog-infested city, maybe go and get some fresh air. Maybe live part of the year, if you could afford it, out in the suburbs or in the country or in rural. Right? If you live where there's a lot of dust, maybe get away from the dust or get HEPA filters, etc. But think about the lung. Improve your lung function. Right? If you're prone to asthma and you always seem to get allergies, move to a place where you don't have as many allergies or have an allergist help desensitize you. Because inflammation from the allergies causes things to be worse, like knees. Okay, let's say you blew your knees skiing or running or football, etc. Okay, well, don't try to hurt your knees by doing anything stupid. Avoid squats, things like that, but make sure you're keeping your weight down. Make sure you're still exercising and making sure those knees are lubricated. Making sure anything that needed to get fixed or shaved or like a chondroplasty or a meniscectomy, anything that needs to be fixed within the knee, get that done. Okay, and move forward. But what about the liver? Well, if you drink like a fish, I don't really know how much fish drink, but if you drink, all right, that's going to be a problem, all right? But don't start taking all these supplements to try to liver cleanse, because that can hurt the liver, all right? Just be good. Avoid alcohol, avoid Tylenol, avoid a lot of medications that you don't need. Make sure you eat healthy, get good vegetables, etc., and talk to a liver doctor. If the liver doctor says, yeah, we got a lot of good studies on milk thistle or this or that, then great. If he says, no, I want just pure, just regular food, none of these preservatives or additives, and do that. Heart, you were a cocaine user, make sure you have your heart checked by the heart doctor. And make sure you cut back on caffeine and other stimulants. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, October 15th is, I guess, Medicare enrollment for many people. And they're urging people to kind of keep an eye on some of the new changes. So, like, for example, some of the companies are going to have increased deductibles. Some of the drug plans are going to have more out-of-pocket max expense. There are some changes in terms of some of the out-of-pocket expenses you may have. We don't have a breakdown yet of what a lot of these could be, but once we do, we'll definitely share them. Realize that many of these Medicare plans within your state could change from state to state, but we're definitely seeing we're not seeing a consistency from insurance company from year to year. So for those of you enrolling in the new year with Medicare, you may notice some pretty new changes. Make sure you know very well. I had a patient the other day who is about to go on Medicare. And I guess she is due for a physical and blood work and all that. And she's like, I'm just going to wait the 6 months until I'm on Medicare. All right, now that used to be something that used to be a very, very common statement made about 10, 15 years ago. Wait until you're on Medicare, because when you're on Medicare, Medicare covers most of this. The private insurance doesn't. Well, now things are changed. I'm starting to hear that people are saying, I should have done it when I had private insurance because Medicare is not covering it anymore. I urge all of you that are waiting for Medicare to kick in, double check and find out what they cover, what they don't. And I understand it's very confusing. There's a lot of paragraphs. The font is small and it's not the big font you need to know about. It's the little font. And that's it's almost like you need an attorney to help read these plans. Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, was supposed to fix all that. But I'm still having patients come in going, I don't understand why that's not covered. Like, for example, a surgeon wanted one of my patients to get a pre-op chest x-ray. We ordered the chest x-ray. It doesn't get covered. And I'm hearing patients are going to the radiology places, and they're just charging them cash because they're not getting paid for pre-op chest x-rays. Well, you know, and you know, whenever a doctor doesn't get paid and they charge you cash, a lot of times patients will call the insurance mad. The insurance will say, well, the doctor's not using the right code. The doctor's not using the right code, so it's not getting paid. So you call back the doctor and you say, Dr. Jones, you aren't using the right code. You're messing this up. Well, why do you think a lot of doctors are dropping Medicare, Medicaid, etc.? All right? It's not the doctor's job to keep up on all the codes. All right? They're already spending a crap load of money on the biller. And if the codes keep changing, you know, the system doesn't have to be like that. The doctor does the work. You pay the doctor. Or the patient pays the doctor and you pay the patient. It should be very simple. It shouldn't be costing millions and millions and millions of dollars with all these codes. There's a lot of diagnoses out there. There's high blood pressure. There's diabetes, etc. You don't need thousands and thousands of codes. Yeah, I understand you could have malignant hypertension versus hypertensive urgency or hypertensive emergency, etc. All right, the doctor did the work, you pay the doctor. Well, no, we need the code, so we need to know if what the doctor did was warranted. Well, all right, if that doctor is doing stuff that's not warranted, then there should be a review, there should be a discussion or an audit or something like that. But I am sick and tired of patients not getting what they need, doctors not getting paid, because there wasn't enough codes. I do this all the time. I deal with labs. And I'll put whatever codes I know. I'll even just write the diagnosis out. Just the diagnosis. Cellulitis, abscess, high liver enzymes, etc. All right? So I will go through all that. And the labs will still come back saying, sorry, we need the codes. We can't get this paid. The system is such a cluster. An absolute cluster. And it's because nobody wants to pay. And if there isn't a proper code, the insurance company could back off saying, sorry, no code, no pain. You know, and they hope that somebody eats it. It becomes somebody else's problem. Insurance companies save millions of dollars not paying claims due to quote-unquote wrong code. And there's thousands of codes to choose from. So I will then tell the laboratory companies, call the insurance company and ask them what code covers it. Because while this person has diabetes and thyroid and cholesterol and high blood pressure, and I've used all those codes, what code, how many zeros after the decimal point does it need? And I will use that code if that patient has that issue. No, they don't work that way. So the insurance companies won't even tell you the code that works. They'll just say, sorry, wrong code. Resubmit. So you resubmit. You go, okay, well, I'll put diabetes, but instead of 250.00, I'll put 250.01. No, it's rejected. So this is baloney. This is bullcrap. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of frustration by people, and I don't blame you. This was a question I got from Brian. Dr. Dahlia, I had health insurance for years and just recently lost it. I never needed to use it, but now I have a lump in my stomach. What can I do to receive, quote-unquote, retro coverage? Now, I don't think I've ever seen retro coverage be done. When you lose your insurance, it's lost, unless you are within a time period where you had an ability to buy COBRA. And I forget what the time period is for you to get COBRA. You know, if it's a few months or whatever for you to turn around and purchase it, or if you have to purchase it immediately. So if you are within that time frame and you go and purchase the COBRA, as long as it's, then hopefully it should be allowed. But if you lost your insurance deep into the recession, let's say 2011, and you had been paying for 11 years into that company, and now you're not insured anymore, good luck. It's a shame. It's a shame. That's what I can't stand about. You know, I remember us trying to have some disability policies and things like that, and when the recession came, we had to drop them all because we couldn't afford to pay that out. And all that money was lost. All that money went down the drain. I hate it. Hate it. You know, insurance companies are, buying insurance is probably, when you look at your portfolio, the biggest loss of your money. You know, but we're stuck. And it's what we have to do. So, you know, if you lost insurance, you don't want to get COBRA, I don't know how you could get retro. I mean, you could maybe call the company and go, look, you know, I've been a client of yours for 11 years. What could you do for me? You know, you could always give that a try. But unfortunately, no. What we do recommend is for those of you who are uninsured to start price shopping. And it is very interesting how some people have lowered their cash rates to the point where they want your business. So many people that can't afford regular health insurance now are now uninsured. So a lot of these radiology places are dealing with people with high deductible or who aren't insured. Therefore, if they want the business and they want to keep their doors open because they have to pay rent, they're going to have a good cash price. And they're going to have to start offering things cash price. We did. Boy, we just immediately took on so many uninsured patients because people had insurance and they just couldn't afford it anymore. And it was a hell of a lot cheaper to just go to the doctor. Much cheaper. So, you have a lump in your stomach. You're kind of concerned about it. And look at it that way too. I mean, if you were paying, we're going to be paying close to $1,000 a month for health insurance. We're just not going to buy health insurance because I could probably go to the doctor for $75 or $125 or $200, get, you know, whatever looked at, possibly have surgery, get the cash discount. It may be cheaper. I know a lot of you guys are like, what about the fine? The government's going to fine you. Then you calculate. You calculate what your insurance is going to cost and what it's going to cost per the fine, and you do the math. I want everybody to have insurance. I really do. But I understand that a lot of insurance out there is unaffordable. November 15th is supposed to be the next enrollment period with the healthcare website. I'm going to be going on there, too, and I am biting my nails, and I'm scared to death. You know, it used to be so much easier. You go through your broker would find you something, and you would probably, you know, be able to get your family done for about $400 a month, which was a lot of money. A lot of money, mind you, but I got the whole family taken care of without a huge deductible. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Boy, those were the days. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So this is interesting. They say very calm, positive family meals may help keep your kids slim. That's the key. Calm family meals. They say children seem to be less likely to add on extra pounds if their family meals feature pleasant conversation, positive encouragement, and no disorder caused by kids acting out. Apparently, University of Minnesota researchers said for the study they watched dozens of hours of video recordings of family meals. In the houses where kids were overweight, there was a lot less positive atmosphere at the table. According to study author Jerrica Berg, a psychologist at the University of Minnesota, she said it was a little more chaotic overall. The study builds on prior research that has linked frequent family meals to reduced risk of childhood obesity. But the family meal has to be positive. I have nightmares from the family meals when I was growing up. Yelling, getting in trouble, crying. You finish your food and trying to eat the food crying, and it was horrible. Going to bed without your meal, but then if you, it was not fun. Researchers asked 120 families to record their meals using iPads and then studied the video recordings. See, the problem is then the family knows they're on tape. They noted the length of time of the meal served, how family members interacted during meals, and how these factors reacted to the child's weight. Normal weight children were more likely to have family meals where the parents did encouraging statements, etc. Negativity at the table was not as good. Now, you know what? Okay, I try to be really, really positive because I don't see the kids a lot. Okay, however, you know, you could have a nice dinner going, okay, you know, so, you know, I had to go Billy at school. You know, I got in trouble at school. Oh, really? You got in trouble at school? Oh, well, you know, I'm sure there was a good reason for it. Yeah, I made fun of the teacher's boobies. You what? Oh, no, and then you slam the food down, and now plates fly. You did, where did you learn the word booby? Well, Dad looks at them on the computer every night when you go to sleep. You what, George? Look, honey, I didn't, this is ridiculous. And then food flies, peas fly, and that's dinner. Okay, so it happens. You can think you're acting all nice, and everybody's acting all good. They say 30% of meals for overweight kids occurred in the family room, compared to 17% for healthy weight children. On the other hand, 80% of the meals of healthy weight kids occurred in the kitchen, compared to 55% of overweight kids. Okay, so when people eat around the TV, that's not good. All right, when people eat around, I don't know. You know what I think is good is like a fire pit. You know, I want to do that where outside, we don't really have a big backyard. In Vegas, there's not a lot of big backyards. But you have a little backyard, and I know it's like still 90 degrees now in the middle of October. But, you know, when it cools down, we get a fire pit going, and we sit there, and we eat around the fire pit. It's dark. The fire is flickering. Everybody's, you know, afraid of the fire, so they're not going to start getting all. You notice that when people are around a fire, less people get aggressive because there's something more aggressive. Did you guys ever realize that? Do you know that? It's funny. Whenever Dad is around, the boys don't fight as much. And I don't seem to yell at the boys that much because you got somebody more tough than you. You know? Whenever there is somebody in that circle, look at that. I just realized that. Whenever there is a circle, okay, and you think you're head honcho, here you are being all aggressive. All of a sudden somebody comes over that you know is going to basically have more juice over you. And you immediately become less domineering. It's like with animals, all right? But when there's a fire, we all calm down. Maybe it's because we're afraid someone's going to hit us and we're going to fall into the fire. I don't know. But campfires, usually, now, sometimes somebody, across, like diameter-wise, across from somebody to campfire, will mouth off and cause a problem, and then that person has to go across the fire. But usually, if you notice, people will just lay low, you know? If you're eating, let's say, steak, and there's a lot of knives on the table, a lot of people will lay low. When you're eating with picnic furniture and you have paper plates and those little sporks, right, those spoon forks, that's when people get nasty. How many of you How many of you have been shaken at with a spork? I remember my sister threatening to hit me with a spork or a foon. Was it a spork or a foon? What was it? And I was like, Mom, she's showing me a knife. And she's like, that's not a knife. It's a spork, dear. So anyway, long story short, paper plates and stuff, paper plates and styrofoam, people get more vicious. You know, it's funny. My cats will want to eat. And we usually have these cups of food for the cats, right? The cats want to eat or whatever. But then they start yelling at me. Okay, they start yelling at me that they want the food. So I have these paper plates because it's quicker than me cleaning out their dish. Because when they want eats now. I don't understand. They really overeat. So I get the paper plate, you know, and then I tell them that if they're mean to me, I'm going to attack their tushy with the paper plate. Now, a paper plate attack tushy, if you guys have ever been involved in a paper plate attack tushy, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't, you know. It looks frightening that a big paper plate is coming to attack a tushy. But it doesn't hurt. Well, then, this one cat likes it. She loves the feel of the paper plate against the tushy. So now, she starts to rub her tushy against the paper plate. Now, the other two cats are like, well, feed me. I'm like, well, I can't because she's kind of rubbing her tushy on the paper plate. You know, I just threatened her, but instead she's rubbing her tushy on that. I got to, like, hold it sideways so she can finish scratching herself on there, and then I'll feed you guys. So now the other cats are getting mad because they can't get food because the paper plate is now, you know, on its side. It's not horizontal, and we can't get the food on there. She's getting her tushy scratched. Nobody's getting eaten. It's just a whole big mess. So please do not underestimate the styrofoam. And no, I do not condone a paper plate attack tushy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say a new study has come out. Sleeping on sofas increase infant deaths. They say a large portion of sleep-related deaths occur when infants are placed on sofas. They say 1 in 8 sudden and sleep-related deaths among infants are occurring on sofas. They say that deaths were more common among infants sleeping on the sofa with someone else. Boy, I can't speak. All right. And apparently people either roll on top of them, they fall off, etc. But they say infants who died while sleeping on sofas were more than twice as likely to be sharing the space with someone else. Now, you know, whenever you breastfeed a baby, you're exhausted, especially when the baby doesn't let you sleep. And it is very easy to fall asleep while the baby's feeding. My kids would take forever to eat. I'm like, hurry up, I want to go sleep. And I would be sitting there, and, you know, you'd be singing them a song, you know. You'd be singing them a song like, Mary had a little lamb. So the baby, all right, was now at risk of my boob. Now I know I had large breasts before I gave birth to the kids. But when they were engorged with milk, I mean, whoa, watermelons would shudder at the size of my breasts. And so I could very easily suffocate. So my husband would always be on standby and make sure I didn't accidentally suffocate the kid with my nursing boob. Because I would fall asleep while the kid was eating. He would just sit there, and I would just fall asleep because I couldn't stay awake. So that was the problem. So he would basically wake me up and readjust the boob. Now you know why he doesn't want to sleep with me. Once you see one of those boobs, it scared him. He was like, oh, my gosh. He goes, at least I know, you know, we won't ever have our house burned down from a fire. Okay, so anyway, you got to make sure that you don't fall asleep with your baby on the sofa. Does that make sense? Okay, we're going to probably talk about tomorrow some more studies. Really, there was a study where you can't actually chew gum before surgery. You know, you're about to go in for surgery, and they say no gum, no nothing. You're like, but I'm going to have bad breath. You got to let me brush my teeth or chew gum or something. And nobody wants that bad breath from the anesthesiologist, because you want to make sure the anesthesiologist gets in them good, gets in them deep and good. If you got bad breath, he's going to, you know, shudder from that. So they say you can chew gum. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down. You better hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.